USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Parts of western New York dealing with the deadly effects of a massive winter storm. Officials said Wednesday the death toll's risen to at least 37 after several feet of snow slammed the region over the holiday weekend. That number's expected to climb as authorities are going door to door to conduct wellness checks amid the cleanup effort. This resident says he has a sickly wife and could use any help.
To see, you know, the assistance get help with, like, the elderly does definitely help me keep a better frame of mind because they need it. And, I mean, I can only do so much.
At the same time, frustrated and fed up travelers pinning much blame on holiday travel delays on systemic or staffing problems at Southwest Airlines. U.S. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg telling ABC News today it is a situation that's gotten serious.
Look, everybody understands that there was extreme weather, but where most airlines saw their performance start to improve, Southwest has actually moved in the other direction. You've got passengers who are stranded. You've got passengers who can't get a hold of customer service. It's an unacceptable situation.
The U.S. imposing a new COVID testing requirement for people traveling to the country from China.
The Biden administration announced Wednesday that it will require anyone arriving by air from China to provide a negative COVID test following a surge of COVID-19 cases across China as Beijing has erased its strict zero COVID rules. The new rules take effect January 5th and say that anyone 2 years and older will need to show a negative result from a test taken within 2 days of their departure from airports in mainland China, Hong Kong, and Macau. I'm Tim Berg.
Former Pope Benedict is, quote, very sick. Outside St. Patrick's Cathedral, New Yorkers were sending their well wishes. Meantime, the Archdiocese of New York tweeted, they're praying for Pope Emeritus Benedict and asking all Catholics to do the same. This is USA News.
MyPillow is excited to bring you their biggest bedding sale ever, just in time for Christmas. Get the Giza Dream Bed Sheets for as low as $29.98. A set of pillowcases only $9.98. Rejuvenate your bed with a MyPillow mattress topper for as low as $99.99. They also have blankets in a variety of sizes, colors, and styles. They even have blankets for your pets. Get duvets, quilts, down comforters, body pillows, bolster pillows, and so much more, all with the biggest discounts ever. They're also extending their money-back guarantee for Christmas until March 1st, 2023, making them the perfect gifts for your friends, your family, and everyone you know. So go to MyPillow.com and use promo code USA or call 800-951-8175 and you'll get huge discounts on all MyPillow bedding products, including the Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $29.98, and get all your shopping done now while quantities last.
Travel this holiday season has been a nightmare for many in the USA, and the outlook for the coming years is not filled with sugar plum fairies either.
The sky-high airfares that people have complained bitterly about for the past few months are here to stay, because the world is running desperately short on airplanes. Supply chain constraints mean new planes on order by companies like United Airlines likely won't be delivered for years down the runway. Boeing and Airbus, pretty much the only two companies supplying passenger jets, are sold out of their most popular single-aisle models through at least 2029. I'm Victoria Idoni.
Federal prosecutors reportedly looking into the finances of Long Island Congressman-elect George Santos. According to ABC News, there are questions about his fairly recent wealth. Santos listed no assets and had a salary of $55,000 when he ran for Congress 2 years ago. However, in his most recent financial disclosure form, he said he made millions from a company he founded a year ago. Representative Jamie Raskin announcing he's been diagnosed with a, quote, serious but curable type of cancer. The Maryland Democrat said he has a type of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, but treatable. He said he's beginning chemotherapy and plans to, quote, get through this to keep making progress every day in Congress for American democracy, end quote. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
I hate the struggle of tough, greasy messes on my stovetop. So I just freak, wipe, and I'm done.
When I'm frustrated with stubborn bathtub soap scum, I just freak, wipe, and I'm done.
Mr. Clean Clean Freak delivers an innovative cleaning experience with a powerful deep cleaning mist that starts working on contact to break down tough messes in seconds.
Just freak,
wipe,